How's the show? What do you think?
I hate to say it, but the best stuff has been anything automobile. Yeah. All the automotive stuff.
Awesome.
The car stuff has been great. All of the integration stuff. So basically, Alexa is in everything now. It's in toasters.
It's like, and they have, if you look at the panels, which I normally ignore, but I was looking at the panels, and it's like every panel is like, how to get Alexa, how to do voice gaming with Alexa, how to cook a toaster with Alexa. Like, it was like absolutely everything.
The Internet of Things is too internet connected. I was at IHOP, I was putting syrup on my French toast, and the French toast says, that is not a good match for me. Hello, I'm paying for you. I select the syrup. So I think it can go too far.
All I know is that this internet thing is a fad. I think we're all going back to paper and couriers because I want my security.
Pigeon, carrier pigeons.
Did you go by the American card booth? The American card booth, very funny. They have a video and they go, the most incredible stylus for man has ever known. No batteries, no Wi-Fi, nothing to connect, and yet it can draw anything. And they hand you a presentation box. It's a pencil.
That's pretty good. So what's the cars? Okay, cars, integration. To me, AR, VR, it's finally maturing. We're starting to see some stuff that's really solid. So that's got me really excited. More and more VR-capable phones for Daydream, for example, which is also really cool. We saw another Tango phone from Asus.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That one was interesting. So 8 gigabytes of memory. It's got a Snapdragon 821, so it's nice and snap. A 5.3-inch screen. And it does Project Tango. So the second phone to do Project Tango, the first phone to do Project Tango that doesn't kind of suck.
But here's the other thing that I think you need to connect the dots. It's also the first Tango phone that is a Daydream phone. But here's the thing. Daydream right now covers up the sensors. Imagine the next version of Daydream Viewer that leaves the Tango sensors open. Now you're no longer relying on the gyro and the accelerometers for head tracking. You're relying on the Tango hardware that projects laser onto the space, right? And gets you super accurate head tracking. That's why they built that phone.
You who are still awake, I'll be here to talk about Play-Doh and how you can make a little bunny rabbit and then make him jump around on your screen.
That is the coolest thing. Isn't it the best thing? Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's good.
In the South Hall. In the South Hall, there's actually there's a Minecraft set. It's a VR set. So
I haven't seen this.
They have the pieces, and you put the pieces on the board, and it builds it up Minecraft.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
A lot of really ridiculous things here. There's the how do you feel bracelet. You put it on and it tells you how you feel. No, I'm serious.
Well, what did it tell you?
It said that I was feeling very giddy and that I was a doubtful Thomas, that I didn't think it was great.
Okay. I mean, it told me I was a curmudgeon. Apparently, it channeled me and I said, get off my lawn, kids. Go home. I don't know.
You didn't need a robot to tell you that. I don't think you needed that.
Wait, if you do make it to the South Hall tomorrow, top level, there's a company called Furion. They have an RV that has a jacuzzi and a helicopter, literally a helicopter on the top deck.
Oh, yes!
They'll let you go up there and film like a little bit.
Yeah, and that's one of those companies that they had a catalog of things that they made, and it was literally everything. It was like, oh, we make tires, oh, we make solar panels, oh, we make fireplaces that go in your wall. It was like they made everything. And I was like, do you make helicopters too? Like,
yes.
Yeah. They were like, absolutely. Oh, yeah, it was small. Yeah.
And they also have, do you remember the movie Aliens, when Ripley gets in that exoskeleton?
They have
one.
Yeah, they had everything. They had everything.
One guy. But he's so busy. He is so busy.
The next generation of 3D printer is what he really...
It's not Elon Musk's RV.
Actually, Elon Musk probably would like this RV. And it is... We were thinking about driving it out of there.
Price point?
Way more than I'll ever make.
$1 million. Yeah, absolutely. Did you guys see the folding robot? We saw it. We covered it on Gizwiz last episode.
Yeah, that is really neat. The problem is...
First, let's explain what it does. It folds your clothes for you, so you don't have to do anything.
Take it out of the dryer, and you hang it on this thing, and it vanishes. Inside, arms fold it. If it's wrinkled, steam cleans it, and it a bell rings, all your laundry comes out the bottom, all clean and folded. But it's a prototype, and I brought all my wrinkled laundry with me to the show, a big bag of it, and the guy said, no, it's a prototype. I said, but and it's not coming out till 2018.
Did you guys see the selfie drone robot thing that you throw up in the air? And it's like
the foldable one. Yes,
it's amazing. It's a little pricey.
It has the technology where you don't have to control it. It just hovers. It's like the Parrot drone.
I observed the thing, and I think it detects zero G. Like the moment it starts dropping, it fires up the motors and it hovers. So if you drop it, it just stops. It stops right in front of you.
The Pinono with the 30. It's a ball with 36 cameras in it that you throw in the air. Yes, yes, and it recognizes when it's at its highest point, and it shoots all 36 cameras. And then originally they said it doesn't matter if you don't catch it. And then last year at the photo show they said it matters a lot.
We actually have something like that. We have technology that keeps the camera hovering right in front of you, pointed exactly where you need to point it. We call it Kara. This is the new improved model.
Very. She costs. Oh, Kara, we're kidding. Kara. Oh, my God. She's out of control.
We didn't catch her. Ah. Yeah.
So this selfie thing has face recognition. So it actually follows your face. So it's not following your phone in your pocket like previous drones. It knows your face and recognizes it. It's amazing.
Yeah, Kara doesn't like following my face. There you go. Every time.
That's why he has that big arrow on his head.
All right, guys, we got to get back to work. You got to go do GizWiz. You got to do OMG Craft. And you, my son, we're going to be seeing you in just a bit.
Okay. All right. Laters.